Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And again, we're going to talk about movies that you may want to watch if you're stuck inside, quarantine, house arrest.
You started house arrest?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like
worldwide house arrest at this point. But these are going to be movies that you may want to watch if you have time, which you will likely have time. If you haven't listened to the first iteration of this, which was last week, so we try to bring you this each week. For my three movies, my first movie is going to be Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Was looking for something to watch. Just came in my mind. Glad I watched it. Had chuckled, laughed for the first time in a couple of days. Came out in 2010. It is a great movie, and it's an Edgar Wright movie. So he is cult following directors. People generally like his stuff. Written and directed Baby Driver. Things like Shaun of the Dead.
I loved Shaun of the Dead.
A lot of the Simon Pegg collaboration. Think Hot Fuzz. And wonder if there was another one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there was another one.
Yeah, it was The World's End, which you probably shouldn't watch that movie at this point.
Nah.
But again, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Scott Pilgrim, he lives in Toronto. He's a 20-year-old living his life. He's a part of a band. For whatever reason, and this is just a story thing, that he has a 17-year-old female friend, consider that to be his girlfriend, and he's trying to say it's not his girlfriend, but eventually he starts having this dream about this other female named Ramona. She appears in his dream. He orders a package from Amazon one day, and it turns out to be Ramona, the person from his dream. He begins to try to talk to her at a party, and she has an off-kilter personality, that she's very rebellious, and Scott Pilgrim's very meek and dour. So there's this, I guess, odd couple pairing. Ramona has seven evil exes, all of a sudden wanted to fight Scott Pilgrim. So Scott Pilgrim turns into more or less a video game movie, probably the best video game movie adaptation ever. You also have this weird thing that there were also people that either were superheroes up to that point or were going to be a superhero in a superhero movie. So you have Chris Evans, who is Captain America, but he plays one of Ramona's evil exes. Brie Larson is also in this movie, which is...
Boo!
Okay. From Superman Returns, Brandon Routh. Right? Yeah. He was also in that movie. So Michael Cera's in the movie. He plays Scott Pilgrim. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in the movie. Macaulay Culkin's brother is in it, and he's pretty funny. Anna Kendrick's in that movie. Bill Hader's in the movie.
As a matter of fact, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, isn't she the Huntress in Birds of Prey?
Yes, she is, James. So
she's also in a superhero movie.
Kind of. But again,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very quirky comedy. That's what Edgar Wright is known for. And again, it plays off a lot of video game themes. So the whole thing is just that Scott Pilgrim's like, why is all this stuff happening? And he punches one guy and turns into a whole bunch of coins. Scott Pilgrim is a good movie. It's a good feel-good movie if you just want to take some time off from whatever's going on in the world. Really like that movie. I actually might watch it again just because it was a good time. The next movie might be a little offbeat, and maybe not a lot of people saw this movie. It is the movie called The Sapphires. Three Aboriginal Indigenous women in Australia, they like to sing. So think of maybe The Sapphires being the Supremes or something. So this is in the 60s in Australia that Chris O'Dowd's in the movie. So he plays their manager to try to get them more prominence. It is kind of loosely based off of a true story. Other people have different experiences in other countries. So if you want to see that from a different perspective, it is available on streaming, but it is a good movie.
Who stars in it?
Chris O'Dowd is probably the most prominent person. And the last movie, consequently, all the movies start with S for some random reason. Last movie, and which also might kind of make you feel good about life again, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is a Ben Stiller movie. He also had written and directed the movie. This movie came out maybe 2012-2013-ish. Walter Mitty, Ben Stiller's character, he works for Life magazine. He is responsible for putting together several journalistic pieces. Sean Penn, who plays a off-the-wall photographer, sends Walter some photos, but one of the negatives is missing. So Ben Stiller's character tries to go find Sean Penn's character, globe hopping from Greenland to think maybe Tibet. So it's just maybe a movie about travel, movie about trying to find yourself, movie about trying to be at peace. But again, I like the movie a lot. So again, my movies are Scott Pilgrim versus the World, The Sapphires, and Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I'm going to keep it going on the same positive and comedic tone. I'm going to go with a classic movie that I consider a classic, Clue.
Yeah.
Is a great movie. It's based off of the, I think it's Parker Brothers board game Clue, but just with a little twist, a little slapstick humor in it. And also, I think this was the first movie, to my knowledge, to have three different endings. The so-called main ending, then it had a secondary ending, and then it had the true ending.
The mid-credit spoiler. That's basically what it is nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It has an all-star cast. Tim Curry, Michael McLean, Martin Mull, Christopher Lloyd. Good movie. And if you want a good laugh, I suggest that you check it out. I believe it's on Amazon or Netflix right now. So it is available if you want to check it out. Okay, and my second movie is Saving Silverman. It has Jason Biggs in it, Jack Black, and R. Lee Ermey, better known for The Drill Sergeant and Full Metal Jacket. He's doing a good job in a comedic role as the coach. The story is basically three friends, I guess, knew each other since high school. They grew up, and one of them is having a hard time finding true love. And he brings up a girl that he liked in high school and then mentioned that she's the one that got away. So they're in the Neil Diamond tribute band. And they see this girl, she's attractive and all that. And they were just talking about their hardships with relationships. And they were like, okay, well, hey, Jason Biggs' character, Silverman, you need to go try to talk to her. Doesn't talk to her, but his friend goes up to her. The actress is Amanda Peet. And that's when everything starts getting really crazy. They end up hooking up, Silverman and Amanda Peet's character. And she is basically a very controlling woman, very domineering. And Silverman is more of a kind of passive, and his friends are trying to save him from her. And the way they're trying to do that is basically to find a girl of his dreams, the one that got away, and try to get them back together. Them doing that, they try to fake Amanda Peet's character's death so he could think that she died and he could move on.
And they kidnap her.
With a girl of his dreams.
Saying they kidnap her.
They kidnap her. Pretty good comedy. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And also, this is a movie that, and like I said, you need to laugh. This is something that you may want to check out. And another movie that I'm going to bring up that I thought was pretty good. It's funny, but it's not that funny. But it's something, like I said, to get your mind off of the current situation that's going on in world events today. I would say Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell. Basically, he plays Jackie Moon, and he is part of the ABA. And this was before the ABA merged with the NBA. So he's on a team.
Oh, now I remember. I was like, I don't remember it. Go ahead.
So this is before the merger. He's the owner of a team and also a player, promoter. And he does basically everything. And at this time, the ABA is losing money, running out of funds, and they're going to shut the league down. NBA was going to be like, okay, well, we're going to bring in some of the teams from the ABA, but, you know, we're going to only choose these teams. In that process, he's like, well, no, it should be the teams with the best record and all that other stuff. So basically, it's their journey in trying to get a better record and to get noticed so they could go to the NBA. And it's a lot of zany, like just crazy stuff they're doing just to try to get attention, try to get the team better. Woody Harrelson is also in this movie, too. He plays one of the players, but he's a player that has NBA experience, and now he's an ABA, and he's trying to help them out. It's a good movie. It's funny. I like Will Ferrell. I mean, I believe that some people may give him a hard time.
Had recently watched Get Hard, and that movie's not very good.
Get Hard. Oh, is that with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Not very good at all. He does have some good movies in his library. Those are the movies that I would suggest while you're locked up in the house and there's not much to do. You have nothing but time. So you should check out the movies that we suggested just to lighten up the situation you're in right now and hopefully get a good laugh.
All right. So those are recommendations for movies you might want to watch if you are stuck inside for the foreseeable future. House Arrest and SB's Game Podcast.